You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The topic is there Me'ilah after Me'ilah? I mean, once somebody is Me'ilah, the halacha is when somebody commits Me'ilah, the object is Yotza L'Chulin. So therefore, normally, if a person commits Me'ilah, and the object is Yotza L'Chulin, the next person cannot be Me'ilah. Because the object is no longer Kodesh. The object is now Chulin. So the classical case is a Gemara in Bav Metzia, Tzadi Tesman Alf, that says like this: Hamashil Kardom Shel Hekdesh. Somebody goes into Hekdesh and takes an axe from Hekdesh and lends it out to somebody on the street. That act of She'ela, the Gemara in Bav Metzia says, creates Yetzia L'Chulin. Therefore, the Shoyel, the person who received the axe from the person who is removing it from Hekdesh, Mutabo Levakavo Lechatchila. That person who received, the Shoyel who received the axe, has the ability to use that axe, Lechatchila, because it's Yotze L'Chulin. And the Gemara says the Mashil, the person who lends out the axe from Hekdesh, is Moyo Lefi Tovas Hanar Shabo. Is Mayel up until the point is Hezekiah of Me'ilah for the amount of gratitude or goodwill he has engendered by lending the axe to the other person. Tosfos in three places in Chas, Bava Metzia Tzadi Tesman Aleph, Kedushin Nun Hei Me'ilah Yates, asks the big question that all the Rishonim are bothered by. This Gemara seems to indicate that there is a Yetzia L'Chulin by Kodshei Bedek HaBayis. When I take something from the Bedek HaBayis and I give it to somebody, like this case, HaMashal Kodem Shal Hekdesh, it's Yotzo L'Chulin. Acher, the other person, Mutabo L'Vakavo L'Chatchila. Problem is there's a Tosefta. And they all bring the Tosefta, Perek Vav de Me'ilah, all three Tosefim that say, not all kardom shall hekdesh ubakabo ma'al. Ba'acher ubakabo ma'al. Ba'acher ubakabo kulon ma'al. So the obvious question Tosfos asks in these three places is, how could it be that if someone picks up an axe of hekdesh and uses it, he's ma'al, and every subsequent person who picks up the same axe and uses it is ma'al? The question, how could you have me'ilah acher me'ilah? Because there is a Mishnah, Beferish Mishnah in Me'ilah Yetesim Beis that says, Ein Moyel Acher Moyel, this is the Mishnah, B'mukdashim, Ela B'behema U'Kli Shoris Bilvad. Only by a Behema and a Kli Shoris that have Kedushas HaGuf, do we say that there's Me'ilah Acher Me'ilah. But by Kodshei Bedek HaBayis, Ein Me'ilah Acher Me'ilah. So if that's true by Kodshei Bedek HaBayis, Ein Me'ilah Acher Me'ilah, how could the Tosefta say, Kul Bakabo Uba Acher Bakabo, Ba Acher Bakabo, Kulon Mola? So Tosefta in three places in Shas gives three answers. It's interesting to see the nuances between these answers and what the common denominator may be between the two, between all the answers. And if actually some of these answers might actually be the same. Unfortunately, we don't have the time or luxury to actually go through the lashon of each Tosfos, so I will summarize. And none of you should take my word for it to believe that I am saying it over properly. You should look at each of these Tosfos. So Tosfos in Bava Metzia Tzadi Tesman Aleph says like this: don't tell me that the Tosefta is talking about an axe that's a kli shoreis that's used for shechita, and therefore everyone who uses the axe one after the other is ma'il because it's a kli shoreis. Says you can't say that because the Sefer Tosefta says ve'im nasna lechaveray, if one of the people doesn't just use the axe but gives it to somebody and says take it home, then that fellow can take it home and use it because it's Yotze L'Chulin. So you see in Tosefta there is a scenario that the axe can be Yotze L'Chulin. So how come before that scenario everyone who's using the axe they're all Mayel? You can't say it's a Kli Shoreis because at the end of the day if it was a Kli Shoreis it would not be Yotze L'Chulin even in the Sefer where you hand it to somebody. So Tosfos, the Re in Bava Metzias Hilchos Mevav, says answers the stira by saying like this: to tell you, really, by kedushas damim, kachir berek habayis, there is no meila after meila, ain moil acher moil. But what is the Tosfos talking about? He says something a little bit ambiguous and nebulous. He says we're talking about gizborim. We're talking about the guys who are actually working as gizborim, as attendees or trustees in the Bedek Habayis. And therefore, if one gizbor uses the axe and puts it down, another gizbor comes and uses it, another gizbor comes and uses it, kulon molu. They all are oiver me'ila. Every one of them is oiver me'ila. So Tosfos in Bava Metzias Hilchos Mevav Aleph says, kulon molu, because they're all gizborim. And somehow a gizbor cannot go ahead and be yotzei, the object of chulin. That's Tosfos Bava Metzias Tzadi Tesamar Aleph. Now if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, brings a Tosfos HaShantz, and Tosfos HaShantz gives that answer, that the Tosefta is talking about a kli shoris. That's why there's me'ila la'achar me'ila. Tosfos in Kiddushin gives another reason. And actually, if you look at the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes the Tosfos in Kiddushin. Take a look at the, see the paragraph in Ayis Yud Gimel, or Bishmol Tosfos Kiddushin? Nirhamer av divar maschal ein, you see that? Shemachalkin ben shesover shu shalo yotz l'chulin, kashesover shu shalacherim yotz l'chulin. Tosfos says like this: the case in the Tosefta where there's me'ila la'achar me'ila is where the guy picks up the axe thinking it's his. Meaning the gizbar comes to work, or the fellow has two axes. One is his and one is hektish. And when he picks up the axe, he thinks it's his. So when he thinks the axe is his and he uses it, and someone else thinks the axe is his and uses it, kulon mol. But if you know for sure that the axe is not yours, and you're picking it up to use it under the impression you are taking from somebody else, then it's yotzei l'chulin. So Tosfos and Kiddushin is mechalek between whether you know the axe is yours or not. Tosfos in Me'ilu Yud Tesamah Beis has a little different nusach. Tosfos in Me'ilu Yud Tesamah Beis says, why, when the fellow picks it up, what's his intent? If his intent is just to use it for a little while and put it back, then it's not Yotz L'chulin. Meaning a guy is just borrowing the axe for the purpose of intermittent use, then that is not Yotz L'chulin. However, that is the Tosefta. But in a normal case where a guy picks up the axe in order to appropriate the axe and uses it, then it's Yotz L'chulin. So it seems there's a common denominator in all these Tosfosim. Even though all of the Tosfosim actually give little different answers with different nuances, as a matter of fact, the Tosfos in Bava Metzias rejects the answer of the Tosfos in Me'ila and says, and don't tell me that you have mile achar mile where the guy is just picking it up for use, for intermittent use. Because since shoyal shalom das gazlan have, picking up something that is not yours, even if all you want to do is just use it intermittently, does not stop your act from being a full maisa gazela. So therefore, Tosfos in Bava Metzias rejects the Tosfos in Me'ila and says picking it up just to use it, as opposed to appropriate it, is not a proper distinction. But it appears that all of the Tosfosim are going in one derech. And the derech is that by Kedushas Domim, by Bedek Habayis, if the person is just doing a Me'ila of Hana, however that might be defined, either like Tosfos in Me'ila, picking it up just for the sake of using it, or like the Tosfos in Kedushin, the fellow thinks it's his, and he has no thought in his mind to appropriate it from somebody else, or he's a gizbor, meaning he is not being mitzi it from Rishus Hekdesh. If it's just Me'ilah Shel Hanah, then it appears yesh mayel acher mayel. When is it that it's yoytze lechulin, according to all these taisvasim? When it's not a gizbar, according to one taisvus, meaning somebody from the outside is taking hekdesh. He has the ability to be mitzir mershus hekdesh. If the fellow realizes and does not mistake it for his own, but knows it belongs to somebody else and it's not his, he's being mitzi. Like the taisvus in Me'ilah, he's not picking it up just to use it, but he's picking it up to appropriate it.
So he thinks it belongs to a third party, but not hekdesh, because then it wouldn't be a shogeg, it would be no meal at all.
Right, it's shogeg. It's shogeg.
It belongs to a third person.
Right. It's not. He knows it's not his. He's not sure whose it is. Right. He says, "I'm taking it anyway." Correct. So though that seems to be the derech atosis, the problem that all the achrayim have in rishonim, the Meiri also has a problem. What is the shitas haRambam? The Rambam is very vague on this issue. You'd have to actually look in the Rambam, Perek Vav and Hilchos Me'ilah, Halacha Beis Gimel and Dalet, to see what the Rambam sheet is. But in short, the Rambam seems to say that whenever you're nehene from a kardom, whenever it's just hana, then the object is not yotze l'chulin. Hana itself is not mitzya davar l'chulin. You have to actually, nasan lechavero is the only way to take kodshe bedek habayis out from hekdesh, should be matzit lechulin. So the Ram seems to say,
you take it yourself and you make a kinyan on it, it's not.
What, if, no, if you take it yourself, that doesn't work.
And this is not talking about a gizmo. Anybody takes it, it's different. If you give it to somebody, you take it yourself.
It seems that way from a Mishnah, yeah. From Mishnah, it seems that way. Question is why?
That doesn't stand to the reason.
You have to see the Mishnah by your testament base. It seems that way. Question is why?
Now, how are they all with your chest to show shalom yitaz?
What?
Well, these cases are show shalom yitaz. Why isn't that enough to that they're taking it out?
That's what testament Bob Metzia says. That's what testament Bob Metzia says.
All these cases, what all these scenarios, it's show shalom yitaz.
That's why Tyson Bar Metzia has the problem with Shor Shalom Yitaz. Therefore, he learns the case where there's no Me'ilah Acher Me'ilah is by a Gizbar. That's why he has to be forced into Gizbar.
Maybe the Rambam learns where you're not making a kinyan on it, you're just using it.
Maybe.
Because if you make a kinyan, it should be very different from you giving it to somebody else.
Take a look at the bottom of... That's the kinyan. Take a look at the bottom of the first column. Al kain das haRambam, you have that? Kan beperek vav halacha dalet. Da afilu kedushas damin. The Rambam sheet, and the way they understand that's not the right sheet, that's another sheet, it's the wrong sheet.
Which ois is this?
This is ois yud aleph. Ois yud beis. Two lines from the bottom. Al kain das haRambam kan perek vav halacha dalet. Da afilu kedushas damin. Even kedushas dom kagon kardom behemet meya, right? A behema that cannot be kosher in his beach. Therefore, kedushas aguf is never nitfas. Im nishtam shu harbe bnei adam. It's mamish like the Tosefta, right? Ba echad, right? Ubakabai. Ba acher ubakabai. Kula molo. So Rambam paskin straight like the Tosefta. If many people use an axe of hekdesh, kulon molo, right? That's the Rambam brings that down, straight like the Tosefta. Rak benoson echad lechavera, which is the sefer of Tosefta. But if one person takes the axe and gives it to his friend, dehotzio mirushuso nischalel, v'harishon levad molo, avabalo hotzio mirushuso kulon molo. Like the Tosefta says in the Sefer, even if I take a behemah shoyla and give it to somebody, What? What type of?
I mean, after the same, even not
No, that iyyah kachrim is bech, no matter what you do, you cannot go ahead and you might see it from Rosh Hashanah. Let's just read through the Raiva together we read last time. Raiva sham docha tosefta mehalach ayin sham. Uloshin Rambam kan. Now let's read the Rambam. Ein mayel acher mayel b'mukdashim like mamash neferish mishnah miyot testament beis. Well, behemak lisharis tashmish bil kli tar tashmish bil vad. Haino below nason lechavera. Ayin sham barichas. For Rav Mechaber kasev koloshin mishnah. Dein mayel acher mayel el behemak lisharis levad. V'stam advar nira daito kedas harayvit. Vain come and come over. Dafki and Mal Harishon Bishgaga. Kevin the Mal of Chayv Korban Nafikul Chulin. Chol Marki the Islai. Beis Oven Yatzal Chul. Avain Mal Harishon Bezadon. The Eno Chayv Korban. O Beiza Inyan the Eno Chayv Korban. Lo Yatzal Chulin and Mal Acher. Movob Ramon Kanaloch Gimel Divar Rafa Machaber. So the Rambam is interpreted by the Minchas Chinuch and many of the Achroinim is saying that any Hana, any Me'ila Shel Hana, is not be might see the object l'chulin. And forget kachrim mizbeach. Even by kodshei bedek habayis. For instance, someone donates an axe to bedek habayis. If I come along and use the axe, that's not might see l'chulin because it's only a hishtamshus. Only im nasan lechaveroi is it yotz l'chulin. That is the Rambam shita. And whether the Rambam is like Tosfos or not, it's a big discussion. Some Achrayim assume that the Rambam is like Tosfos. Because as I mentioned to you, Tosfos makes many chalukim. Like, it depends if what his intent is. If his intent is to steal, then it's Yotz L'chulin. If his intent is just to use, it's not Yotz L'chulin. Without getting to Shor Shlom Midas, it appears that Tosfos' kivun is similar. That if all he's doing is you doing is use of the object, it's not yotz l'chulin. You need a me'ila of hatzah. Now let's look at Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, which we'll try to do today. Now we'll have to follow this because there's one or two things here I don't get, but that I haven't figured out. The kashalila harambam kan halacha dal the kosov. The Rambam writes the av b'kotche bedek habayis ein yotz l'chulin. Im harbi bnei adam nenim bazeh achar zeh v'kulon ma'alim. Mamish like the Tosefta, which says that even by kachrei bedek habayis kulon ma'alim. Why? Because all they're doing is picking it up and using the axe. Rak, the Rambam says, like the end of Tosefta, rak benasna lechavero harishon dehotziyam mirushuso ma'al v'nischal v'eino ma'al hasheni aid. That's the Rambam.
What does it mean?
Means the guy goes and he says, "Here, take this."
As a present, as a what?
It could be she'ela. It could be take it home. He gives it to somebody. He says, "Take it home here." He lends it to him. He sells it to him. Whatever it may be.
And he's a violent to do such a thing.
He's not, but it's
so
it's
so how does it work? So how does it work?
That's more than not a violent.
It's a form of gazela. It's a form of gazela. It's a form of gazela. It's a form of gazela.
So he's like a violent. He's buying a violent.
He doesn't give it away too. The whole thing, the whole meal is.
It's a form of gazela. He doesn't give it away too.
If you take my car,
then come back. That's why
he's not giving it as if it is. He's giving it the chaver.
Yeah.
Why does he have to give it? Is my question.
No, you have to look at the Mishnah on your testament
base. Every time it says Nosa, but I don't know.
You know what? You have to look at the Mishnah.
That's a case. Yes. Where it's obvious that he was very much. That's what I'm thinking too. Because otherwise it's hard.
That's the Gemara, but Metzia Tzai Testament. Hamashil Kardom Me Hekdesh. A guy lends out a Kardom from Hekdesh, correct? It could be the Gizbar. The Gizbar says, "Hey, I got a friend. You know what? No one's using this. The auction's not for a week anyway. Let me lend out this axe to my friend." And he gives it to his friend. He's Mile of Yitovas Hanar Shabbat. The friend is Mutabal Abakabal Lechatkila. So that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says it beferish. The Rambam says, "The cause of the upper country of Berek Abayis, Ein Yotzu Lechulun, Harbi Bnei Adam Nenin, Bazeh Acher Zeh. V'kulon Mile." That's the Rambam Shita. Rak Benasno Lechavera. Harishon dehotziu mirushuso mal v'nischal ve'enom mal hasheni oid. Im kein heich amrina. Now the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that seems to come up every few weeks, right? Chav Chesem and Alf. I'm a Rav Yehuda. Hatokea b'shoifer shel oilo yotza. The Gemara has a havmina. I'm a Rav Yehuda. Hatokea b'shoifer shel oilo. The guy takes a horn from an oilo animal and he uses it for a shoifer. The Gemara first says yotza. Then the Gemara says, why you yotze v'hatam? Kevin de Malba, since through the Maisa Tekia he does a commits Me'ila, Nafka L'chulin, the Shofar goes out to Chulin, and therefore you're now blowing with a Shofar Shel Chulin. Hainu al yedei hanos ha-mitzvah. The Hanah of the mitzvah is Mapik, removes the Shofar from Hekdesh. Maskifla, the Gemara says, hey, let's look at the timing. Very nice. That after the tekiah, it's yotzeh l'chulin. But what about prior or during the tekiah? The Gemara says, emasai mo l'baser detoka. Therefore, the tekiah itself, the Rishonim explained, is done vis-a-vis an avera, and should be mitzvah haba b'avera. Ella, what does the Gemara end up saying? That Amar of Yehuda really is of the opinion, lo yotzeh. Hatokeya b'shoifer shel oilo lo yotzeh. Because he's doing a mais meal at the same time that he's blowing the tekiah. Masha'in kain shofar shel shlamim, the Gemara says, hatokea bo yotza, because there is no me'ila in shlamim till after the zrikas hadam, in the imurim. That's the Gemara. So what's the problem that the Minchas Chinuch has? But then the Gemara says, umaskin, the Gemara then goes back again in reverse and says, the yotza. You yotza with shofar shel. Why? The Gemara says the mitzvahs lav lahenos nitna. There's a whole discussion. Why do I need mitzvahs lav lahenos nitna? Why don't I just say kol mar varech ein behem shum me'ila? We had that, if you remember.
Yes.
But anyway, the Gemara says the mitzvahs lav lahenos nitna. Therefore, if you blow with a shofar shel oila, whether it's yoytze l'chulon or not, is meaningless in the end, in the conclusion, because mitzvahs lav lahenos nitna, and there's no mitzvah me'ila. That's the Gemara. I'll call upon him, Hech Mavur, Kevin de Mol, but the Kir Yotzbekul. The Minchas Chinuch says, I have a problem with the Havmin of the Gemara. The Havmin of the Gemara is a Yotze, because through the blowing of the Shofar, it is Yotze Lechulin. Haladas HaRambam, according to the Rambam, what do we just say? Av Shenane Upogam. Like if you take an axe and you use it, correct?
Yes.
Even though I've depreciated it, lo yotze l'chulin, umayel hasheni gamkein, v'ida nosen lo echad hashofar. So what's the case of the shofar shel oila? If it's that the guy picks up a horn of an oila and he uses it, it should be like picking up an axe.
What is the case? It's obviously detached.
The truth is, I'm not sure exactly.
What is the case?
He's saying mamanafshach. That's what he's saying.
Does it have pinion when it's attached? Then why isn't this kitchen is bare? It has no pinion.
See, that's what I wondered. I wondered, isn't it kitchen is bare? And the question is not.
Yeah.
The question should be not going to the Rambam.
When it's attached, it has no pinion anymore. It's not kitchen bare. Only has no pinion. It has pinion.
He's blowing it while it's attached? You can't blow it. You can't blow it when it's attached. You have to clean out the whole inside. You have to clean out the inside and it's attached. There's no way to blow. The only part you can blow is like...
So, maybe that has pigeon already.
The other part is attached in the head. There's nothing to blow.
But it still remains... Maybe it turns to the kitchen bed like a bias.
I'm not sure. I mean, that's something that bothered me. So he says, Mamanavshach. If all the guy is doing is picking up this shofar shel oila and blowing it, and his hana is only a hana of pagam and hana, then what does the Gemara mean that yotze l'chulin? According to Ram, there is no yotze l'chulin.
You are listening to BenesTorah.com.
Well, it's still attached. He drills a hole in it, so there's a way for it to be taken. He has a shofar attached to the animal, and he drills a hole in the horn.
But you can't, it's still attached to the body of the shore.
Yeah.
No sound will come out.
Stuck on its head.
It has to go through.
That's the drill. He drills a hole in it that the sound could come out. That there's a way that the air could come
it's
out.
It's impossible.
Look, this is a very strange discussion. I don't think we're talking about, I don't think we're talking about the Metzias that he's blowing while it's attached.
It's a shear.
Okay, let's get back to reality here, okay? Hala das haram afshinenu pogam lo yotz lechul and moil hashini gamke. Vi de nasan lo echer hashayfer. If you're telling me that what's happening is that there's a gift shop and the guy takes the shayfer shul oila out of the gift shop and gives it to somebody else. So what does it mean that it's yotzel lechulin vis-a-vis the tekiya? It's yotzel lechulin before the tekiya, correct? Harei mal harishon banasina v'harei uchulin kodem ha-tekiya. V'ech mishkach zloda al yedei ha-noas ha-tekiya yotzel lechulin l'das ha-rambam. This is the Minkasino's question on the Rambam.
Pretty good.
And you should know that this is not his question. It is his question. The Karen Ira in Me'ilu Yitessamah Beis brings down the Shittas HaRambam that by Hana alone an object is not Yatzal Chulin, and it says what is the Rambam going to do with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the Karen Ira preceded, I think preceded is correct. No, Karen Ira is a little before. Isn't the Karen Ira a little before Minchas Chinuch?
I think
it's
not
a
Tom.
What?
Yeah,
okay, so okay, so the Karen Ira at the same time or before asked the same questions of Minchas Chinuch, which may explain why the Minchas Chinuch says no one else asked this question. Either we didn't see the Karen Ira, or maybe the Karen Ira wasn't printed yet, I don't know. Now it's interesting here because what bothered me is what Shai's asking, which I have to look into. This is not a question going to the Rambam. L'chora, it's a question going to everyone, because the whole discussion between the Rambam and Tosfos is about kachir bedek habayis. What is the status of shofar shel oila? Is it kachir mizbeach or is it kachir bedek habayis? So the classical cases of being mayel bekachir mizbeach are what? Ketsa, a guy rides on an animal, it's a korban. There's a nice animal and he rides on it. Ketsa. Rachav Echad al Behema. Ba'achav Rachav al Behema. Ba'achav Rachav al Behema. The object is a korban, kachim is beach, and people are riding on it one after the other. So in that case, the animal is clearly what? Is roilim is beach, and everyone's riding on it. However, there is another case in the Mishnah. There's an animal that is filled with wool. First guy comes and pulls some wool off the animal. Second guy comes and pulls wool off the animal. Third guy comes and pulls wool off the animal. The Gemara says that's another case of what? Of mael achar mael bebehema. So the question is, if guys, everyone who pulls wool off the animal is mael, why is that considered to be mael achar mael and not yatzal chulin? Because it's kachim mizbeach. And why is shofar shel oila here, according to Minchas Chinuch's understanding, shouldn't it just be kachim mizbeach, and according to everyone, yesh mila achar mila, it's not yatzal chulin? So I'm not sure I understand exactly what the status of this horn is. I have to find out. And no, I looked everywhere. I mamash looked in Turiev, and I looked everywhere. I did not find an answer to
it's
this.
It's not yatzal chulin, right?
The Gemara says it is yatzal chulin. But the Gemara says, ha-tokeh b'shofar shel oila yatzal. Kevon the Nafik Lechulin.
Right, but normally.
So the question is that the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Rambam, that Harnos Meila is not Maitse Kedushas Domin. How could the Gemara be saying Yatz Lechulin?
Yeah, but I mean,
but my question is, forget Kedushas.
When you mock her with carbon, and what happens to the horns and the hooves and all those
things? An oil, everything gets burnt. Except the skin of an oil goes to the Kohen. The skin horns? Of the oil goes to the coin.
What about the horns?
I think the horns get burnt. I think so.
Well, so it's a problem. Let's say other behemoths, that the horns don't get burnt. What's the status after the animal's nikrod and they have horns left over?
Well, every other korban you can bring a raya for. Because every other korban is la'achas rikas domin. And la'achas rikas domin, there's a matir. That's a matir. And every animal is yotz l'chulin after it's rikas domin. Srikas Dham is matir the basar and matir everything else. It no longer has a...
Maybe that's why the doctor shofar shel oila, because after the zrika, since it should have been, for some reason this shofar wasn't burnt. It should have been burnt.
So that's what it is.
Maybe they put it on the mizbeach and it didn't burn. Maybe it didn't burn.
It evolves from a kitchen.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe it didn't burn. Okay. It doesn't burn so easily.
It's not Yotze Lechulim.
But it fell off the Mizbeach.
Maybe, I don't know.
It seems to get reduced to Kitcher Vedagabah.
Right, I don't know. This is what's bothering me. This is like a simple Aleph-based question They're embarrassed to say, I don't know. I can't say Pshat in the Gemara even. But there's no one teaching me. Telling me that.
Some of Farsim that explain it.
I looked everywhere. I looked in a Torah Evan. I didn't look in Art Scroll.
Oh, so that's what I didn't.
You gotta look at Art Scroll.
I should.
Tussi. And Miss Sifti also. Miss Sifti.
I looked in Rav Yashiv Sefer to see. He did not mention that, but he does have a very interesting, simple answer to the Minchas Kenes question, which we'll see in a minute. So this is the Minchas Kenes question, which is also the Karen Iris question. Ubishlama, now he's going to tell you, Laha Taisus condition in Ham and Aleph, Divar Masl Ain, Shemachalkim Ben Shesover Shehu Shalow, Shalow Yotzlechulim, Kishesover Shehu Shalacherim, Yotzlechulim. So he wants to say, according to the Taisus in Kedushin, that the chiluk of Kedushas Domim is that when I know the object is definitely not mine, even though I am picking it up just for the sake of using the object, I am still mayel if I know it is not mine.
And shol shalomidas.
He doesn't use the lashon shol shalomidas. Ula haritfa shemachalik ben daito begozla o gizbar, which is the other two answers of Tosfos in Me'ila. The Tosfos in Me'ila answers the first answer. If daito begozla, then it's yotzel chulin. Ayem mishlo melech sham barichas. The mishlo melech in perek vav, halacha dalet, goes through all the shittas of Tosfos and the Rishonim. How to reconcile the Tosefta with our Gemara. Lo kasha heach stam de b'shev sha'ala ma'al v'yatz l'chun. He feels the Minchas Kenes, going to every other approach in the Rishonim, I can make a new kimta. Ha'ika kama gavne de lo yatz l'chun. There are many cases that it does not go out to chulin. For instance, according to Tosfos in Kedushin, if he mistakes this shofar for his own shofar and blows it, it would not be yotzel chulin, correct? Mm-hmm. According to the Tosfos in Me'ila, if he says, I'm just using this shofar to blow, I don't want to take it home, I don't want to own it, it's not yotzel chulin. So according to all of these shittas in the Rishonim, Ha'ika, they also have kamagavne, many scenarios, the lo yotz l'chulin. Vayelo l'chalik ben zela zeh ba'ila atzma. Why, according to them, didn't the Gemara make this chiluk by an oila itself? It depends how you're mayel. Vazu ein akusha. And he feels, this is not a question going to these other Rishonim. The ha'balav ha'yochal l'chalik ba'ila gufa ben mezid l'shoydeg. K'moshe kosva ha'taisa divar maschul sham divar maschul b'shoyfer. The Gemara itself could have made a chiluk between Mezid and Shogeg. Meaning, Tosfos there in Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesem Anav says like this. It says, Shofar shel oila lo yitaka ve'im taka yatsa. So Tosfos says you have to understand that the cases are not comparable or parallel. Shofar shel oila lo yitaka. Meaning, if you know to begin with that it's a Shofar shel oila, lo yitaka lechatchila, I cannot go ahead and use it. Then it says ve'im taka yatsa. Tosfos says that's only if I didn't know it's a shofar shel oila, because b'meizid no one would say you yotze, because b'meizid it's not yotze l'chulin. So Tosfos clarifies.
Why does it have to be yotze l'chulin? I don't understand why.
The Gemara has a half meaning like this.
By a shofar.
No. Because otherwise, it's a mitzvah baba averid.
Is that it?
Yeah. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says clearly. Otherwise, Turi Evan explains a mitzvah baba averid. I am being over the isra of using kodesh at the same time being yotze the mitzvah. Correct?
Yeah, I forgot it.
Yes, that's the Gemara. So
why is it different than what the rabbi said is a shofar that's stolen? It's not a problem because it's not gezel b'kol. If Me'ilos didn't need a gezel, who cares that it's a mitzvah baba averid?
So there's a whole piece of Moshe's piece on that question. It's a good question, interesting question. In other words, why aren't you yotze when you go ahead and you take a b'shefer sh'oila, even if you're maya? Shofar ha'gazel, correct, you yotze with. So first of all, you should know that many Rishonim and Achronim say, how do you know according to the Bavli, you yotze b'shofar ha'gazel? There's no b'feresh gemara at all in the Bavli that yotze b'shofar ha'gazel. So you Rishalmi that you yotze b'shofar ha'gazel. That's first of all. It's very important to know.
I'm just asking on the Rambam. It's a Rambam, famous Rambam. Right?
See, the reason that this is an interesting question is because if you look, where Moshe Soloveitchik points out, if you look in the Rambam brings the halacha of Hatokeya b'shofar hagazel yotza she'ein gzela b'shmias kol v'chein Hatokeya b'shofar shel ayla. What's the v'chein? But then he gives another reason. But the problem is the Gemara doesn't give that reason. The problem is the Gemara says because of mitzvahs love lahenos nitnu, correct? And if mitzvahs were lahenos nitnu, who cares? Also, right, you should say that ain, right? So Ramesh Soloveitchik wants to say like this. When would I say that ain din kol begezel? When I'm just the guy listening. But if I'm the guy blowing, it may be that there is a problem of shofar hagazel. That's one of his possibilities.
Well, maybe Mr. Lahonis didn't know, then the reason is not good by others, it's not because of the good about gezel, because there's a Mr. Abanama from Hebrews.
So you want to say, that's what, so you want to say, if Me'ila was only gzela, I would have no problem with being Tokesh shofar shel ayla. Correct? Because if it's just gzela, it's no problem. Because shofar hagazel yoytze. It's the problem of me'ila shel hana that I have to deal with. So he basically says that. You have to look at that. Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik has a piece that works through this Rambam. So the Rambam seems to give two reasons.
Where is this?
What?
Where is this Rabbi Moshe?
In the Sefer, Chedush HaGram. The Sefer that I made a copy last time. So Mirza Shem will make a copy next time. Okay. So let's see. But according to... There's a question, why didn't the Gemara make a chiluk between shogeg lemezid? So you see, the Gemara is not giving all the scenarios. V'tzorech loymer, da'kavana deba'ayla al-kopanim shkachas lo me'ila. There is a case by a shofar sha'ayla where b'shogeg, and according to Tosfos, I would be maya, v'yotz l'chulin. U'b'shlamim lo m'shkachas l'klal v'yotz l'b'chol inyin. Aval das ha'rambam, she'ein mechalak b'chilukim anal, to the Rambam, where every form of hana'as me'ila is not yotzeh l'chulin, how in the world could the Gemara say it's yotzeh l'chulin? Rak b'nafs l'chaver b'matana o b'mecher shotzim b'nshusha mamash av b'lavach lo yotzeh l'chulin im keid lo m'shkachas lo b'shefer sh'ola din zeh klal d'ye yotzeh b'machmas lo yotzeh l'chulin idea tekiya. The Gemara's mashma just by being tokea it's yotzeh l'chulin, which according to the Rambam does not exist in any scenario. As opposed to Tosfos, where it could exist in many scenarios. Miskavna ligzol, he knows it's not his, etc. But according to the Rambam, there's never a scenario. V'im benosim lo chaviro, and if it is the case, you're going to tell me according to the Rambam, that someone handed him the shofar, then what do you mean it's yotz l'chulin with the tekiah? Kfar yotz l'chulin ayadei harishon, v'im kei mayam rinan emesai mal. So I just want to say the Karen Ira Mamish says this is a starker reason not to accept the Shitas HaRambam. Now take a look at this. I'm going to pass this out. This is once again Rav Yashiv from the Sefer Haaretz. He seems to give an answer which to me is so wonderfully simple. I couldn't find my stipler on the Darim. And I went through about three or four Aviezris last night. I did not see it. So yeah, it's on me. That's me. I'm sorry. Yeah, I looked it. I didn't see it. And I couldn't find my stipler on the Darim. I'm sorry. You have this? Just take a look. Vachronim Hiksha. Ayein Keren Oira. He doesn't bring the Minchas Chinuch. He brings the Keren Oira. Aldas haram dehecha de mishtamish b'shal hekdesh. Going to the Rambam Shita, whenever you mishtamish b'shal hekdesh, lo nafik l'chulin. Habegmar Rosh Hashanah mavoid the b'shofar shel ayla itaki yatzabo mufarisham mishum denase chulin demilasa. V'chazina dehecha denene mishal hekdesh nafik l'chulin. V'amay kasav Rambam deyesh mayel ach v'amay. Kasav Rambam deyesh mayel ach v'amayel. Mamish to Minchas Chinuch's question, correct? What is that parenthesis is? Vayin where? Yeah, I guess Mashkasati where in Rosh Hashanah, I guess. I don't have one in Rosh Hashanah. V'yesh loymer, degam laharamim. Listen to his answer. I think it's so simple. V'yesh loymer, degam laharamim, ayde miyosu, nafik l'chulin, v'ra kol mashi yotz l'chulin, hu mashenene min ha-hekdesh. V'rak hana also nafka l'chulin. Aval etzim ha-hekdash lo nafka l'chulin, ulekach yesh mayel achar mayel. Ulekach b'shefer sh'ola after b'etzim ha-shefer lo nafka l'chulin, v'yesh bo mayel achar mayel. Mikom akom etzim hanos ha-tekiyah nafka l'chulin, v'choshiv de toka tekiyah b'chulin. V'sakadach de gemara de mishu, the mishum kach yotzi dechavos davi kein boin ke echad the chashiv betoker shachul. So I think what he's saying is a very simple answer. No, he's saying that what we're dealing with of ein mayel achar mayel means that my meila has to be one where the whole object is yotzi lechulin. So anyone subsequent or after me, what is not mayel at all, because the whole object no longer has an identity at all of hektish. However, everyone will agree that it says Bakabo Mal, Ba'achar Bakula Mal. Kula Mal means every portion was over the Isma'ila up to the amount of Hana that they received. Meaning the Hana that they receive, the amount of Hana that they receive, that was Yoitza Lechul. So therefore the Gemara's Havamin is like this. The guy takes a Shofar Sholo, he blows it. While he is blowing it, three things are happening simultaneously. One is he's being over in Isser Me'ila, he's being Maya. That's for sure. Another thing that's happening is he's being Yotz the Mitzvah. And another thing that's happening is that Tekiyah simultaneously becomes a Tekiyah Shel Chulin. Because even though the Rambam holds if someone else would come, Yesh Me'ila, Acher Me'ila, that's because that Maisa Me'ila of the Tahana is not enough to be Maitzi, the whole Shofar Techulin.
It's a steer of Min Hil Bey.
Why?
Did the object go out to Chulin or not? What do you, what do you mean Mechalkin?
First of all, Taisvis, first of all, you should know that there are two days in Taisvis Bar Mitzvah, it's Tzai Tesem and
Aleph. You have to give it away. Because the whole thing goes out when you give it away.
Right.
Now it
okay.
This
idea of slicing.
Can you look at something?
No, but that's what he's
saying.
Because whenever you're using it, that's when you make it.
Right.
You have to look at using the whole behemoth.
Right.
The other hand has pony rides. The hamnog is the quarter.
Right.
So they don't want to make that distinction. Anytime somebody is loyal.
It's dafka. It looks like it's dafka.
He's using it only for the hana as we're slicing it now.
Right.
Or he's using it, and it is it.
So when you take it for yourself,
because he has hana for the tekiyah of the
But when you give it away, you use it by giving it away.
And if he took care of the shit himself, then it's different. That's called using something.
It is a very.
I'm not used to this thing from him.
Really?
He has read this.
It's worth a million bucks.
Yeah, what you're saying.
Yeah, but you have to realize that these are Gemaras. The Tosefta says like this.
This is the Kavana. If he's using it, he doesn't want to take it out. He's a Shoyal, he thinks it's his. I understand that. Over here, he's using it Hegdishes. The Shoyal is, do you look at it that he's only getting this amount of Hana, or he used the whole thing? That's my problem.
So I just want to say this is a big question, because the Gemara in Bava Metzia Tzadik Tesman Aleph says like this. Hamashil kardom shel hekdesh. The gizmer goes ahead and gives us from, hey, you could borrow this for a week, right? The Gemara says, who moil, this is the Gemara, lefi tovas hana shabba. His me'ila, his chiyuv, to pay hekdesh and chaymesh and korban is only on the amount of hana, tovas hana, of gratitude, what the gratitude is worth, the goodwill. That's the Gemara. Then it says, va'acher, and the guy, the shoyal that he gave it to, Mutabo levakavo lechatchila. How much hana can the shoyal get? So the Ri has three shitas. One is, you see how much tovas hana the mashil got and what it's worth. That is the full amount of hana that the shoyal can get. Meaning the shoyal, it's not yotz lechulun any more than what the chi of me'ila is, correct? The second shita in Taisvis is that the shoyal can use it and borrow it above and beyond what the tovas hana is, up to the period of the she'ela. The third shita of the Ri is, the Ri has three possibilities. That even though I'm mayel only lefi tovas hana, the fellow, when he takes the object, he can use it forever. The whole object's Yotze Mechulin. So you see, there is a difference between the Chi of Me'ila in terms of how much a guy was Mayo and how much is Yotze Lechulin. So Rav Yashiv just wants to say something which I think is a very simple, nice answer.
But why isn't this Dir Mineo Bay? The Re. What's the pshat?
What's the pshat of what? He said three things. What's pshat in all three?
That you could be Nana and the rest of people vibes Kutchim and then but this, then another person could come and take it. How does it work? How can it work?
Usage versus the object itself.
So it was Yotze Lechulin or not? How could the second person come and take it? It was Yotze Lechulin.
He can't. He's Marlach Amal. Marlach Amal.
That case is Ein Mal. That case is actually Ein Mal.
That's Ein Marlach Amal.
Yeah, Hamashal Kadam.
No, and I'm talking about where he blew it. He used it to blow it for to blow Shaifa. After that, somebody else uses it.
That's the question. The question is, according to the Rambam, it should be Malach and Mayel. Because the Rambam sheet is like the Tosefta. A guy comes and uses an axe, another guy comes and uses an axe, another guy comes and uses an axe. Kulon Malach. That's the Tosefta.
That's what he's saying.
So since the Rambam passes like the Tosefta, how does the Rambam learn the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Which says just by one act of blowing, it's Yotze Lechulin.
So that's what he's saying.
So what Rav Yashiv is saying is don't confuse the two. The case of Tosefta is Yotze Lechulin legamrei. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah doesn't need the whole shofar to be Yotze Lechulin. It only needs, so to speak, the hanos tekiah to be Yotze Lechulin. And to say now, looking back at what he blew a tekiah shalchulin. That's what Rabbi Yashiv wants to say.
So when you use an axe and you strike it, the whole thing is Yotze Lechulin, but by a shofar when you blow it once, only that?
The Rambam holds, if you use an axe, it's not Yotze Lechulin. Kula malu. He paskins like Tosefta. You use an axe, someone else uses an axe, someone else uses an axe. Kula malu. That's Tosefta. They're all mild.
It's the same as the shofar. It's exactly the same as the shofar.
Right. Yeah. So if it's exactly the same thing as the shofar, how could the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah say Yoytze, say enough of Lechulin?
So that's what he answers.
I like it. I think it's a very nice, simple answer, no? Yeah. I think it's nice. He's explaining something else more. He's saying you should know there is a Yetziah Lechulin, but there's not a Yetziah Lechulin of enough to allow somebody else to use it without Me'ilah, correct? What's Yotz Lechulin is the Hanaz Tekiah that the guy has. That's what's Yotz Lechulin. That's enough to be Yotze. And you have to say the Havmi of the Gemara, like he's saying it, somehow there's a Boim Keachot.
I mean, so the Tosefta can hold that also, that the whatever...
Tosefta has to hold that. It has to hold that, because what does Kulon Malu mean? Kulon Malu is each person has a Chi of Me'ilah, correct? So what is that Chi of Me'ilah each person has? Must be up and including what? The Hana that each one received.
Right.
Okay, well, I have to leave in a minute, so let's just do this last paragraph. Vinei b'kotchei. Vinei b'kotchei mizbeach v'kli shoros kazuram kamper v'lalacha hei. By kotchei mizbeach v'imnasna lechavera v'chavera lechavera kula molo. By kotchei mizbeach, there's no way to be mitziyat l'chulin, period. Even if it's not just hana. The classical case in the mission is one guy rides on it, one guy rides on it, one guy rides on it. Tosefta says that even if nasno lechaveray, even if somebody takes a behemah shalchulin and gives it to somebody, behemah sector friend gives it to somebody, kulam malo mistimas l'shonam mashma de benesina lechaveray levad malo kivim shurim mitshusu b'shar mel shom kosov that ties with kedushin and dalam and beis durmas l'kabin chel kozat kivim v'lo neschal im kivim lo osa klum v'lo malo. Rock banana mehektas. Vayin shemash pilbazeh. Ve'yirotz laharach ki inyonim amukim. I agree, the inyonim are amukim. So, next time we will pick up with the next topic, which is yesh me'ila bekonamais, which is more a nedarim sugya than a me'ila sugya.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.